Hello, everybody. Y'all come on in. Let me get on the screen set up as y'all pour on in here. Today is Q&A day, and we're going to be talking about how to make planning easy, what to do when you go off plan. The whole month is about, like, literally about making sure that your planning is easy, doable, feels good to you. The way I like to think about my daily plan, I was making it this morning. I was thinking about how can I set myself up today, like future me, for success. So for all of you, hang on, let me get my screen set. One thing that I've really been like considering and thinking about lately is when I'm making my plan, just how much is going on for me in that day. And what do I like, how is the best way for me to set myself up like for the different versions of Corinne all day? So, like, morning Corinne is probably the most calm, the most centered. She's got the most investment in her future self. Let's put it that way. Like, I just want you to think about like when you first wake up, and I know not all of us have leisurely mornings. I mean, if you've got small kids and things like that, but I do encourage you to carve out like just 5 to 10 minutes a day. And, you know, like seriously, if you can't find 5 to 10 minutes a day to just think through your day, think through things, you should literally get on one of my coaching calls on a Sunday because we really need to take a look at what all is going on in your life. Let's make sure that there's not a 5 to 10 minute window for you. Very often, a lot of us who are caught up in what we call, I call it like religious busy, where it's just become your religion. Like you don't like you actually feel selfish, lazy, like something's wrong if you're not just all the time. Like we get kind of addicted to our modes, you know. And if you think about how the brain works, it's like if you're always frazzled and, you know, all like whatever, then your brain is like, that should be the habit. I should always feel this way. And if I'm not feeling frazzled, worried, you know, pressured and stuff, something must be wrong. Instead of what most of us do is we say like, oh, I just wish I didn't feel this way. And yet in the moments when you're like, you know what, I'm going to find 10 minutes for myself today where I'm going to do something, then in that 10 minutes, all we're doing is sitting there thinking like, I should be doing that. I should be doing this. You lazy bitch. You could get this done. Like, you know, we don't have time for this. Like the world's going to fall apart if you take 10 minutes for yourself, that kind of stuff. So what I like to think about is, first, I just like it literally for me, like I'm for my coach right now. I'll just show y'all. I have a spreadsheet. See my little spreadsheet? It's got two whole columns. One column is the time of day, and the other column is what am I doing? And I am taking this little laptop everywhere with me around the house. And then if I like, I know I'm going to be on call. So I went ahead and plugged in like during this time, I'll be on this call. During this time, I'll be on this call. She wanted me to just track my entire day from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to bed. So we can really see where am I spending my time? Who am I spending it on? Is this the time I want to be spending? So we're doing like a whole 7 day window of this. And it's been really eye-opening. I've only been doing it, let's see, today's Wednesday. I started tracking Monday at 2:15. So I'm not a perfectionist. When she said, let's track for a week, I was like, okay, I'm not starting tomorrow. I'm starting right now. The second the call got off, I created a spreadsheet set of two columns. So there was not a lot of creation. So I think like us figuring out like how we spend our time and all that kind of stuff is important. But when it comes to planning, like I looked at it this morning and I got up and was drinking coffee by 5 o'clock and I started planning my day. By 5:30, I was on to my first work task. And I will just tell you, I had the 30 minutes. I don't always take 30 minutes. Some days it's 5 to 10 minutes. This morning, I wasn't just planning my food. I was planning my work day. I was like organizing my calendar to make sure that I was going to be in the right places. I made sure that like if I had a meeting that like my Zoom links were ready so that when like I really was planning my day, making my entire day easy for me so I could just go from thing to thing. For all of you, my version of me first thing in the morning, her mindset about Corinne the rest of the day is probably the best. Like, she is the one who's the most, like, she's too, like, for me personally, in the mornings, I'm too tired and not woke up enough yet to have too much anxiety, to have too much worry, to have too much, like, too much going on in my brain. It's like I'm dusting out the cobwebs. That is one of the things that I like to do when I plan first thing in the morning. It's just because, like, if I just think about my day, I'm just like, fuck me, there's so much to do. I'll never get it done. And I can't, like, and then I start going into the, I just can't wait for this day to be over. And this dawned on me a while ago. This was a year or two ago. I was like, I do not want to spend my entire life saying, I can't wait for this day to be over. Like, what a sad way to die. Because there will be a way, there will be a day when I will wish I had one more day. And so I just, that was such a, like, big aha for me. And so I really had to, like, for all of you who are coming to Queen of Your Life camp, whether you're coming virtual or in person, this is some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. Because someone who's the queen of their life doesn't sit around and wish every day was already over. That's called being the, like, taking it in the butt of your life, being at the effect of your life. So morning me is usually the version of me that can really think through all of my needs and all the different versions of me. Then she sets us up. So she takes the food plan and she thinks about commitments, how tired we're going to be. She looks at her Aura ring. She does all the things. Like, this morning, my Aura ring is jacked. I did not sleep well last night. I have not slept well. It's been a long time since I've had a bad night's sleep. I only got 5 hours. I normally get over 8 to 9. I was wired for sound last night. I was watching Chopped. I was scrolling a Facebook group. Y'all, some of y'all saw me coaching in there. Like, I was just, I could not unwind last night. And Chris, of course, fell asleep at 7:30. So I know that, like, morning me has to set the very tired version of Corinne up today for success. So guess what went on my plan today? Uber Eats. I know that the version of me this afternoon, I have too much experience with Corinne when she is really tired. Wednesdays are my big call day. I start with y'all and I do not have a break until 3 o'clock today. So it's like, if I'm lucky, I end a call with 2 minutes in between so I can pee pee, because I'm all about women deserve to take a piss. So for all of you, I have to think about, all right, I have a really, really busy day. I'm going to want Uber Eats tonight. I'm going to want the most convenient thing. When everything's said and done, I'm going to want to collapse in my bed. I won't even want to walk into the kitchen to get a microwave dinner. So I planned for Uber Eats. And knowing that, I went ahead and picked the restaurant and picked the food so that me in bed, who is just like, fuck me, I'm so tired, I didn't sleep good last night, blah, 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 blah. What should we eat? That is the last version of Corinne that needs that kind of pressure and needs, like, there's so many versions of me. There's the Corinne who likes to maintain her weight. There's the Corinne who needs a really good day tomorrow. There's the Corinne who's really tired in the afternoons. Like, there's all these versions of Corinne, and we're all living together. And so somebody's got to be thinking about her, all of them. And so, like, when I think about planning, I think about, like, all right, I don't want to put the most tired, wore out, likely to feel really bad version of me in a position to decide what we're going to eat. She's the last fucking person who should be making that decision, because you know what? She is only going to be concerned with her immediate needs. She does not give a shit about weight loss. She does not care what she looks like. She doesn't give a shit that she runs a weight loss company. She don't care about any of that stuff. Tired Corinne only cares about comfort. How do we take care of us right now? Because right now feels like a fucking emergency. We are too tired. So you all have to think about that when you're planning. And I don't think y'all do that part. I think you only think about my weight loss goals. I think that's great. I think we should. But the best way for us to lose weight is to set her up for success. What does she need tonight? She probably needs a really good plan. She needs something that would be easy. She needs something that she can say, I'm so glad I took care of myself this morning. And so that in that moment, if I'm looking at what I want to order from Uber Eats, which it's a, if you're curious, we're going Greek. I like the big chicken salad with hummus. It's like grilled chicken and hummus salad, but it's got like a big wad of hummus. And I use the hummus as my dressing. I don't really my favorite dressing in the world, if y'all really want to know, is Thousand Island. I mean, I'm a Thousand Island girl. Chris and I, he loves ranch. I love Thousand Island, and we both like French. So a good French, or no, Catalina. We actually like Catalina, but we go through in a crazy amount of Thousand Island dressing and ranch dressing. So I want to make sure that, like, I know that she will be fine with that salad because somebody else made it. It's really tasty. It's got the hummus. It's got some pita bread in it. The only thing Nighttime Corinne now has to do is focus on stopping at enough. When it comes to losing weight, that's all she's got to do now. I have made everything else on her fucking simple because I know evening me wants simplicity. So for all of you, when you're planning, if you want to think about, like, how do I best stay on plan? Make plans that aren't just based only solely in weight loss. The best way to lose weight is to address your real needs. If you're addressing your real needs, guess what happens? You start feeling cared for. You start feeling comforted. You start feeling loved. You start feeling like somebody's fucking got my back. You start feeling supported by the one person in the world whose job it is, which is yours. It ain't your husband. It ain't your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your mama. It's not your siblings. It ain't your bestie. It ain't your boss. No one's fucking job in this world is to take care of you. When you turned 18, you got the keys to the castle handed to you. And when we all grow up and realize it is nice when other people support us, but it is imperative that we support ourselves first. I love this meme that goes around all the time, which is, I like me. You liking me? It's just icing on the cake. It's like, I approve of me. Your approval is just icing on the cake. It's not, oh my God, I don't like me. I don't feel good enough, blah, blah, blah. So I need you to set aside your worries, your problems, your needs, and your desires, and you should be taking care of me, especially when I need it the most. Because when I'm at my lowest, this is where most of us get in trouble with all the relationships in our life, whether that is bosses or whatever. When we feel our most insecure, we don't turn inward to fill it. We immediately look outward. And when we feel our worst, guess what's usually happening? Other people are busy, or they're having their own emotional crisis, or they're having their own bad day, or the biggest mistake we make is we look to people who fucking suck at it. They're like, I just don't understand. I don't, like, Chris is like that. Oh my gosh. Like, my husband is the worst at taking care of my emotional needs. Now, if I ask him, if I go to Chris and I say, I am really tired today, blah, 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 he'll be like, okay, well, why don't you take a break? Like, that's about the most advice I'm going to get from Chris. He'll just give me the most boring ass, bottom line, butt fucking obvious thing. It's like, well, if taking a break was so easy, I would have just done that. That's usually what I say. That is not my husband's skill set. His skill set is not reading my moods. His skill set is not trying to figure out what I need emotionally. That's his job. Just like right before we came on this call, like, I am not feeling so great because I didn't sleep good, right? And I go, like, he's making coffee. I hadn't seen him all day. And I walk in there and I've got like 3 whole minutes before we come on this call. And I just was like, whew. I said, I'm tired. I was like, I didn't sleep good last night. And he said, well, you probably should go to bed early tonight. And I was like, okay. And I said, I'm feeling kind of down. And he said, well, I hope your calls go good. That's all I got out of him. There wasn't no like, I love you, baby. You know, you're so good at what you do. There was no cheerleading. There was none of that stuff. The only thing I could do was pull up my big girl panties and click play and know, girl, you can deliver no matter what. Let's just go. That's what I needed to hear. I needed support and I needed it from me. So for all of you, your plan each day is the way you advocate for yourself with you. Your plan each day is how you take care of your needs. And I strongly believe this because if you think about all of us are here because we're emotional eaters. You are not a no BS because you are not an emotional eater. You're eating to be happy. You're eating to be comforted. You're eating to pass time. Like you're eating to just not waste money. You're eating to clean your plate. You're eating because everybody else is. You're eating to fit in. You're eating because it's your transition time. You're eating because you don't take care of yourself. We eat for 1,000 reasons emotionally. And I think the plan is the best way to take care of our emotional needs because it makes us think about, here's what we're going to eat today. And I've thought about every version of you. So like my plan today started with, you need to eat breakfast early today. I know you're not hungry. But you've got to eat breakfast because we can't go till 3 o'clock. If you don't eat before your first call, you're going to be hating life at about 11 or 12. And then you're going to be so busy that you'll roll through it. And then when 3 hits, you'll have a headache. You'll have a crash. You'll be wanting to eat everything in the house. You'll be wanting to pre-eat before the Uber Eats arrives. Like, I don't need a warm-up meal, but I know that if I don't sit there and think through the day, that's what's going to happen. So I looked at the lunchtime and I was like, that had one meeting that I was like, all right, I could end this like 10 minutes early. What could I eat in that 10 minutes? Because I know I'm going to need nutrition because I do not want to end a very stressful day. Back-to-back meetings, all the things, starting at 5 a.m. I do not want to roll into my delicious Greek salad really, really hungry. That does not set Corinne up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a nutritious little lunch. So I'm going to have one of those Weight Watcher dinners that I like. I like that Lean Cuisine. It's not a Weight Watcher dinner. It's a Lean Cuisine dinner. Vermont white cheddar for all of those who are curious. And I put cottage cheese in it. 50% of you are like, fuck yeah, I love me some cottage cheese. It's a new way to use it. I do it because I like protein and I love cottage cheese. I have loved cottage cheese since I was a small child. I have been putting it on my salad since I was a little. Half of you are just like, chunky. No, that sounds disgusting. Gross. The nice thing about cottage cheese is it will beef up a meal real quick. And it takes on the flavor just by everything that it absorbs. It's like cauliflower. It's like I don't know what it is with the white foods, but like white foods can absorb the flavor of everything. Like white bread. It's like, yeah, white bread. You put enough shit on it, everything tastes like that. Like, so, but I feel the same way about the cottage cheese. It's a vehicle. So I took care of my needs today. And I say all of that because a lot of you are struggling with, well, what happens if I don't follow my plan? Like, what do I do in those moments? Because I will tell you, Corinne's not perfect with her plans either. But I have more days that are on plan because I'm thinking through what I need. I'm not just only planning strictly from a diet weight loss mindset. Because to me, none of you are here because you have a problem losing weight. No one's here because of that. You're all here because you've got to fix what's going on in your head around weight loss. That's what's standing in your way. It's the attitude we have about it. It's the way that we're reasoning through things. It's the way that we're thinking through things. You clean up how you're thinking through all of it, weight loss becomes a no-brainer. So that's why I want to talk about, like, this is the attitude in which we go into planning. This is the way we take care of ourselves. This is the way we make sure that a quick 5 to 10 minutes a day, whether that's at the end of your day or the first thing in the morning, whenever it is that you want to plan. I mean, if you want to plan from, like, let's say that the most amount of time you have every day is your lunch hour. Well, then make your plan from lunch to lunch the next day. That's still 24 fucking hours. You can plan, like, all right, I'm going to plan now dinner, breakfast, lunch for tomorrow. What? We could do that. Like, if your biggest break of the day is when you're fucking bored in the afternoons at work, instead of sitting there grabbing a Snicker, then how about you grab that planner and say, like, I'm going to start planning my next 24 hours every day at 3 o'clock instead of hitting that fucking vending machine. That's what I'm going to do. So now I make a plan for dinner, breakfast, lunch, all the way through that next snack the next day or whatever you're doing. You, like, your 24 hours can start in that pocket of time that is most beneficial to you. So don't be sitting there like some kind of clutch my pearls and think it's always got to be first thing in the morning, or it's a no, or it's got to be in the evening, or it's a no. It's when it works best for you. So now let we have a good attitude about planning. It's how we care for ourselves. And let me just say this one last thing about planning, because I think this is important too. If you struggle with what to put on the plan, ask yourself why. Why do I struggle with what to put on the plan? And really ask yourself that, like demand that you give yourself 10 reasons. 10 reasons why planning food is hard for you. And then when you look at those 10 reasons, there'll be some that you're like, nah, that's all right. Now that's just kind of some bullshit. But there'll be a few where you'll be like, well, no wonder. Because a lot of times what I think ends up happening is you'll think, well, it's hard for me to plan because I just don't know what I'm going to want in the moment. It's like, okay, what's another reason? Well, like if you kind of go deeper, it's like, well, I really just can't have the things that I want. Bingo. Now we know why planning is really hard for you. It's not because you won't know what you want in the moment. It's because deep underneath that is this fear that you're not allowed to put what you truly want on the plan. And that's where we need to do the work. Remember I said weight loss is the shit between your ears. It's not as much as what goes on in your mouth. It's what goes on in your ears. What's happening in the 6 inches between your ears has total control over what goes in the, like, I don't know, the circumference of thy mouth. So if we can find those things, and we can understand, like, oh my gosh, I'm still hanging on to this idea that the foods I want can't go onto the plan, even though Corinne keeps telling me over and over and over that's not true. Maybe I should try it for like 3 weeks and let's just see what happens if I'm planning foods I think I shouldn't be, but I'm following the other basics and I'm like working with the ask coaches. Let me just see if that works. Because I've been telling people in the Facebook group the last few days, I've been in there coaching the group. One of the things I tell people all the time is like, if your thought is, I'm afraid that won't work. That probably won't work. I don't think that will work. You don't have the right to decide not to do it at that point. You have to say like, then that's not a good reason. You know why? You don't fucking know. You're taking pot shots. You're guessing from insecurity. And you're like, well, I'm going to take a wild guess from insecurity and hope this works out for my life. You would not raise your children that way. So do not plan the rest of your life that way. So we are going to talk about now what happens if you don't follow your plan. Because even if you go into it with a great attitude, even if you're just like, this is the way I take care of myself, you do all the things, I don't follow my plan every day. I don't. I mean, I would say 2 to 3 days a week I don't. But that's not a problem until we investigate. We don't know. Like, this is what I want all of you, because this is something else I've been coaching on. I've coached two people on this week in the Facebook group. I quit planning because I don't follow it. It just makes me feel bad. And when I don't get my check mark, I feel like a failure. I'm sure this person's probably going to hear this call and be like, whoa, that was me. And that's okay. Well, so glad she said this because it was so important for her to say. Because I said, and then another person had a very similar spin. She was saying, I don't like not feeling in control of my life. And when I can't get my check marks, I feel out of control. And I was like, so you think you're out of control, that this means something's wrong with you. And I was like, how are you ever going to take control of your life if you don't have information about where you're abdicating your control? Because when you're overeating and eating like a jackass, something else in your life is out of control. And you won't be working on it and you won't know it because you're over here overeating over it. You'll never take control. Your overeats very often are the signal. It's the smoke signal going up. Something in life is off kilter. Would you like to look at it? It could be your interpretation. It could be actually something we need to solve, whatever it is. But your overeats are usually literally laying the path to a better life. They're like, hey, just letting you know something's wrong here. And we want to figure out what those things are. So I don't follow my plans every day, but I always look at my reasons why. And it's not until I understand why I'm not following my plans do I know, like, is this a good reason to not follow a plan? Or is this like, this is not exactly the habit I want to be like forming. So I want to catch this early. I want to investigate this. I want to figure out what's happening in my life to cause it. Because if I really want to lose weight, and I think all of you are here because you like, the one thing that I know all of you want is to lose your weight. Don't tell me it's like, well, I'm not following my plan. I must not really want to do it. Well, I'm not using the basics. I must not really want to do it. Well, I'm not doing all the no BS stuff. So I must not really want to lose weight. That has nothing to do with it. All of you really want to lose weight. So don't ever kid yourself. That is not the problem. It is not a lack of desire for weight loss. What it usually means is that it's not that I don't want to lose weight. It's like right now, I'm having a problem over here. And that problem is making my weight loss hard. So I really need to address the problem so my weight loss can get back on track and easy. That's what we're really happening here. Okay. So if you don't follow your plan, this is all in the brand new guide that we have given y'all. It is called Meal Planning Made Easy. It's the ultimate guide to meal planning. If you go to No BS This Month, it's called This Month in No BS on the website, you can download it. It is a great resource. It is brand new. You can download it. You can print it. It's however you want to do it. Some people are getting it printed. Some people are just downloading it to their computer or their device. Use it to make planning and everything easier. The guide has in it not just meal plans and how to meal plan and recipes and stuff. It's really got strategies for all kinds of situations as it pertains to planning. Everybody's like, this guide's awesome. It really is. We wrote this guide by studying y'all and figuring out like, what are the hardest parts of it? Like, what is every little thing that we see our members struggle with in real life? And we made the ultimate guide to handling it. It is like, to me, it would be my trusted resource. I would have it on a, I would have it like on my laptop. I would have a copy probably in my house. So at any time I'm struggling with something, I can go in there and I can look it up and I can find real help and solutions right at my fingertips. Okay. So, first thing you do when you get off plan, what do you think it is? If you had to guess, tell me in the Q&A, what do you think would be the first thing you should do? If anybody says, freak out, beat themselves up, quit planning, that's what y'all normally do. The first thing is like, step one, call myself names until I cry. Step two, stop doing this thing that could help me. Step three, wake up 3 months later in a 15-pound gain stupor. That is not a good plan. We kind of got to stop that bullshit. So, some people said assess, some people said discovery worksheet, some people said have compassion. Here's what we do. Number one, stay calm, motherfuckers. We cannot like go and just start screaming and running around the house because the toaster has smoke coming out of it. And we used to have a coach. We're still friends, Coach Judith. She used to have this best analogy about how her brain works when it comes to anxiety. And I think this totally applies to all of us who beat ourselves up. If you're a perfectionist and stuff, she used to say, you know, you have fire alarms in the house. And she's like, yeah. And she said, well, they're supposed to go off when you have a fire. My brain likes to sound the fire alarm when the toaster is burning the toast instead of waiting for the fires to actually break out. And that is what y'all do. You don't follow your plan at lunch. And it's like, she's like screaming, get out of the house. Stop planning, you selfish bitch. Like a little overreaction. So the first thing we do is we will make sure that we stay calm. We want to remind ourselves that when we break our plan, we don't know if we have a problem. We don't know yet. We may have had an awesome reason for breaking our plan. We may have a shit-tastic one, but we don't know. So we want to make sure that we stay calm, because a lot of you, what you do is you have like maybe 80% of your off-plan eats are signaling, we got some issues we kind of really need to look at. Like, are we transition eating? Are we doing some secret eating? Are we rebel eating? Are we, one of the big major types of overeating? 20% of the time, you got a good fucking reason. And it's not that big a deal, but you're treating it like you just got word that half your house is on fire. So we don't want to make it a problem. We want to stay calm in the beginning. And then, really important in this step, if you don't do anything, if I had to boil it down to there's one key thing, what is the one thing all of you should not do if you break your plan? Take a wild guess. Let's see who can guess it. Eat over it. Jamie Jensen wins. Way to go, Jamie. Fuck it, eat, said Val. And that's how Corinne would say it. All right. That is the one thing. So like when y'all are thinking about your weight loss, I want all of you to think about this. Just you tell me in the chat. How much weight would you lose between, what is today? September 11th. Oh, it's September 11th. I forgot about that. I was actually watching some of the stuff a little bit ago. Think about between now and January the 1st. If you didn't have one fuck it eat, let's just say we didn't plan food. We didn't do anything. You drank water and got your sleep. I'm never going to let you off the hook on that, because that is a basic fucking human need. Nobody needs to be cheating the system on that one. But you're drinking your water, you're getting your sleep. And all we tried to do between now and January 1 was like, I'm going to eat, I think when I'm hungry, and I'm going to try to stop it enough. I'm just going to try to do those two parts. And then if even like between now and then, if you never fuck it ate because you were hard on yourself, you felt like you did something wrong, or you were a failure, how much weight would you lose between now and then? Just by cutting out fuck it eating, by staying calm when you think there's a problem with your weight loss. Like if you didn't fuck it eat if the scale went up, you didn't fuck it eat when somebody made a comment about you, You didn't fuck it. Well, take that one out. I will let you even have an emotional eat if somebody says some bullshit about you. Let's just keep it to self-inflicted wounds. You didn't fucking eat because you went off plan. You didn't fucking eat because you caught yourself overeating and you dead stopped. You're like, all right, I'm going to just stop right here. Might as well. Not a big deal. Moving on. Like, I want you to think about it. 15 to 30 pounds, 20 pounds, 2 pounds a week. I fucking eat. I'm not talking. So there's two types of fucking eating, Pam. There's fucking eating because you're tired and whatnot. That is, I call that the comfort and emotional eating. I'm talking about fucking eating because you think you screwed up your weight loss. Only fucking eating if you screwed up your weight loss. That's the only thing. 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. And just like, let's all let that sink in for just a moment. Like, I would love for y'all to just bathe in that. He's like, oh, fuck, losing weight so hard. I mean, you got to make a plan. And there's like some foods I probably just shouldn't eat. And blah. Like, y'all really make weight loss hard. And a lot of you said between now and the end of the year, I could lose anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds if all I did is if I make a mistake, don't stuff my face further. Period. Some of y'all might just want to try that for a week. Like, it doesn't even go all the way to January. Let's just decide I will not fuck it eat over a mistake just to see, does that help my weight loss? Because here's the problem with the fuck it eats. Not only do they make you gain weight, they make like a normal overeat that a normal person would do who still could lose weight, who maintains and lives like a normally thin life. You take that and you make it so much worse. So you're not just adding all the food calories, but then you're like extra ashamed because you didn't try anything. You gave up. No one feels good giving up. But if you were to say, like, it's so hard to stop, but I refuse to fuck it eat, like, that's not what I'm going to do. I have caught myself. And I, like, even if you can't even reward yourself for doing it, if you just said, it is worth it to me to see if no longer fuck it eating over a mistake actually matters, will actually work. So let's give that a whirl. All right, step two. So step one is we're going to stay calm and we're going to drop them fuck it eats. And step two, this is where we assess. This is where we actually think for a moment. You do not have to get out a worksheet. If you want to do a worksheet, you can do a worksheet. I happen to highly recommend the Discovery Worksheet because it's going to show you whether or not this was an emotional eat or this might have just been accidental. It's like, oh, that was a mindless eat. Oh, that was a habit eat. That's just going to take time to unwind. I just need some strategies to get those more into my brain's like awareness zone. Like for all of you, when like mindless and habit eats are not worthy of beating yourself up over. Here's why. When you're changing how you eat, your brain's been eating that way for a long time. So like, let's say you're cooking dinner and you just pop food in your mouth when you're cooking. You're cleaning up the kitchen and you just happen to like grab bites off people's plates. You like, there's a little bit of mac and cheese left in the pan. You're like, I'm gonna, like, there's no sense of putting that in this Tupperware container. I'll just eat it. Like you kind of, you're like, those are habits and they're mindless ones too. Just because you want to lose weight doesn't mean that your brain won't keep asking you to do the same thing it's been doing for a long time. It has to unlearn that behavior. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It actually means like if you're like noticing that you're still doing it and you're catching it after the fact, that means your brain's waking up. Habits take a long time to unwind. They take almost 200 days actually to fully unwind and the new habit to take its place. 200 days. And then most of y'all will listen to a couple of lessons and be like, I'm a fucking failure. I mean, I'm like 3 days into this new habit and I've already screwed up. It's like, you're on day 3 of 200. Why are we beating ourselves up? It takes time for the transition to happen. So you want to make sure that you assess. And when you use that discovery worksheet, it will show you, like, this was a habit or a mindless eat. If that's the case, you for sure don't need to beat yourself up because your brain is operating normally. We just need to come up with strategies to get all those mindless and habit eats so in your face that you can, like, see it before you do it. And I always say it's like this. It's like I'm right-handed. If I break my right hand and they cast it and it's throbbing in pain, the next day when I need to write something, my ass is probably going to try to reach with my right hand. It's going to want to use it. It's going to be like always going for it. Because my brain is used to sending the signal to my right hand. And it has a good fucking reason to send it to the left. But it doesn't. It's going to send the signal to the right hand for a while until I keep switching to the left enough to where my brain's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And it'll still sometimes misfire. So, like, if you're not a failure in that moment, you're for sure not a failure if your brain keeps popping stuff in and reaching for food, mindlessly eating. If you catch yourself like, I didn't even know I was doing it. Yeah, because it's a habit. We just need to back that train up and figure out what we can do to get it to where we are like, oh yeah, I wasn't going to do that anymore. Oh yeah, tomorrow I'm going to, like, move the food around so that I'll have to think before I eat. Like, you can set up like roadblocks between you and things that will make you have to think before, like, when your brain's wanting you to go for it, it's like, oh, the chips aren't where they usually are. Oh, the blah, blah, blah isn't where it usually is. Like, let's say you cook dinner and you normally are a fucking garbage disposal when it's time to clean up the kitchen. One of the ways that I broke that habit is I would cook dinner, I would make our plates, and I would tell everyone, I'm going to go ahead and cover everything. I'm going to go ahead and start putting things away. If almost all the food was gone in a dish, I would say, is anybody going to want any more? Because I'm going to go ahead and clean the kitchen up before I eat. And I did that for a few weeks just to break the habit of the eating. Then I could go back to the other way if I wanted to, but I had to do something to break the habit. And I was okay if I didn't sit down exactly the same time as everybody else for a few days. I was okay if my food was just a little bit cold because I could just microwave it. Because I was thinking, I want to lose weight. This is a really good way for the next couple of weeks to break a habit. So we are going to assess. Now, if you don't want to do a discovery worksheet, then at least think through and ask yourself, in that moment, what can I do going, like, that to me, like, if you catch yourself eating, you catch yourself in the middle of breaking your plan, you can ask yourself, what can I do in this moment? Well, I could stop because I caught it. If I've already done, like, the eat or broke the plan or done whatever, then I can tell myself, what can I do in this moment? Well, I know for sure I don't need to fucking eat. I also know for sure that my brain might act like an asshole and tell me all kinds of mean things, but I'm not going to do that. And every time it does, I'm going to swipe those thoughts away. Swipe right, swipe right, swipe right. Nope, nope, nope. Not dating you. And then if there's any progress that you can find in that moment, tell yourself about it. So you could do discovery worksheets. You could do a mental assessment, whatever you need. But you just need to be asking the question. And I would always ask myself, one of the things that I like to, well, I'll get to that in a minute. So here's step three. Step three is to pivot. Okay. So the first one is we're going to stay calm and not fuckity. Then we're just going to assess, like, what can we do in this moment? Can we stop the eating? Can we just move on? Can we do a discovery worksheet? Whatever it is. Step three is when we pivot. Pivoting means for a lot of you, when you break your plan, is like if I break my plan at lunch, I'm going to look at the rest of the day and decide, do I need a new plan for the rest of the day? Maybe I made a plan that was a little ambitious for me. So I'm just going to reset my plan. I love thinking about it this way. It is always okay to hit the reset button on the day at any moment. Any moment, we can just hit reset. You can hit reset right before you go to bed. You can always, like if you're in the middle of a binge, just tell yourself, I'm ready to reset. Binge ends now. I've had enough. Binge ends after this bite. Whatever you need to tell yourself, just pivot. You can adjust the rest of the day at any time. And you can count, if you want to count that as following your plan, you can count that as following your plan. The biggest thing about habit trackers and the biggest thing about following your plan and tracking all of it is we are tracking not to see how good or bad we are. We're not tracking to see, are we perfect or not? We're not really even aiming for 100%. It's great if you get 100%. But the magic of the tracking has nothing to do with how many check marks and what percentage it is. The check marks and the percentages are there to say, like, here's the flag going up. You might want to look at this day and see what was going on. You might want, like, if my percentage for the month is like in the 60s, it's like, okay, I want to figure out, let me go back and look through my discovery worksheets. Let me go back through and just look at my daily assessments. Were there patterns this month? Is there a new stress in my life? Is there something like worrying me that I haven't even dawned on until I noticed like 40% of the month I wasn't following my plan? What was going on? So it's not the numbers and how many check marks and the perfection. It's like, it is the meaning behind the numbers. What can we extract out of that? What can we learn? Because this is the thing, y'all. You don't have to learn anything. You can ignore all of it, but do yourself a favor and ask yourself, do I like the ignoring? Is it giving me what I need? Because a lot of you will say to me, like the two people I was coaching this week, they're like, I just feel like such a failure. This is what was hilarious. I just feel like such a failure when I don't follow my plan. But their post started with, I feel like such a failure because I'm not losing weight. I'm like, newsflash, you feel like a failure already. Avoiding the planning is not why you feel like a failure. Avoiding the planning is not helping you figure out what's not working. And if you want to feel better, we should probably figure out what's driving all this off-plan eating so that we can then fix those things that are going on in your life so that you feel better. And then guess what? Your weight loss gets better. When you feel better, you do better. When you feel better, you treat yourself better. So we want to always be fixing things. Then the next thing is we're going to take our next best action. So you just want to make sure that you're looking for the easiest way to get back on track and get back to normal. For a lot of you, the eating for the next planned meal. Like if you say you blow it at lunch, don't deprive yourself dinner. Eat your normal dinner. Start treating yourself and showing yourself that you matter, that you are not a child. You don't take things away because you were naughty. You don't go into time out because you didn't eat right. It's like, I deserve a good meal no matter what. If I don't follow it, if I blow it and keep fucking eating, I feel horrible. Most people do. And the only reason why we do that is because we think we're going to feel horrible because we blew it. It's like, no. Tell yourself, I bet there's a good reason why. Let's try to figure that out. There's probably something going on. If I'm not following through on the things that I say I want to do for myself, I am 100% sure there is a need that needs to get met. Let's meet our needs, and then our weight loss will get easier. That's the kind of conversations we want to be having with ourselves. So we want to be thinking about that next action. For a lot of you, it's like the moment things go awry, do not punish yourself by like, we now you got to go to the gym. Tomorrow you got to cut back. Like, don't make tomorrow's plan harder. Don't cut back at dinner and stuff. Treat yourself like a worthy fucking human being. Because when you feel worthy, it is a lot easier to lose weight. For sometimes making the next best action is go ahead and make tomorrow's plan. You know, like for me, I know that like when, like, Corinne has a really bad day and she's like, Chris, we're ordering nachos. I don't give a shit. I'll do better tomorrow. Sometimes I'm like, I'll just do better tomorrow. Then I want to make sure I really know what better is tomorrow. You know what doing better tomorrow is? It's figuring out why I felt so shitty and stressed out today so that tomorrow I don't put myself in the same position. It's to figure out, like, is there other ways I can, if I can't take a break, is there other ways I can talk to myself? Like, how can I be meeting my needs? That's how I'm going to do better tomorrow. I'm going to do better tomorrow when I'm fixing the root cause of my problems. And then when I have to figure that out, then I'll make my food plan for the tomorrow. Because I want to be always, always, always figuring out, how am I figuring out my truest needs? And for all of you, some of this stuff can be tricky just in terms of like, you feel like you can't. Like, I'm in a stage of life where there's no way I can meet my own needs. I'm taking care of my, you know, partner who has dementia. And I also am, you know, have shit going on, like, you know, and got a grandbaby to take care of. I think there's someone in our membership right now. I was talking to her the other day. It's kind of in this situation. It's like, her partner has dementia. She's having a health crisis. And she's taking care of a granddaughter as a babysitter. And all you got to do is ask yourself, like, well, like, if I know I'm not going to be able to not take care of my husband, I know that my health is a priority. Probably my deepest need right now is compassion and understanding that this is the hard part of my life. Instead of sitting there and beating myself up because I'm not doing better in my weight loss, like, you've got two options. You can be beating yourself up because you're not losing weight, or you can be telling yourself, I understand why it's so hard right now. You are giving, giving, giving so much. And it's tough. And it's not easy. So now that we understand that, what could we be doing to help ourselves? Because the beatdowns are not the help. And then the last step is ask, is this a reason or an excuse? To me, this is one of the most important parts, because this is where you're going to find a lot of compassion and you're going to find a lot of understanding. So there are times I break my plan and I've got a really good reason. So if I, let me give you some reasons that are good. You planned one thing and your partner's like, I want something else. And you're like, okay, well, what do you want? And say, let's just pretend you planned a salad. Salads are always like the easy, like, it's like the icon of health, right? So say you planned a salad. He's like, well, I really want Five Guys. I really want to go to the burger joint. Zero salads. You're like, okay, well, let's go. As long as you go, and you're just like, you know, the spirit of my plan had me eating a salad. And when I go, I just want to make the wisest choice I can. Because that's what me wanted, to make a wise choice. But also, I do want to, like, on the day that my partner really wants to eat something different, I might not always be a yes, but today I want to be a yes. because their day was worse than mine. And I'm like, let's do that. If that will make you feel better, then I now ask myself, what are my options? I could A, go to Five Guys and bring my salad. That's one option. B, go to Five Guys with my partner and just eat with them, just sit there with them and just say like, hey, I'm going to eat my salad. I'm going to go back, but I really want you to have Five Guys. And I would just love to go with you. And I'm just going to sit and have a Diet Coke or what, or a water or whatever. But I want you to have this. See, I could go to Five Guys and figure out something to eat. I could be like, well, I'll have some fries and I'll have a burger with no bun since I'm going to have the fries. I'm just going to be real close and I'll ask for extra lettuce and tomato for some vegetable. And I'm just going to pay real close attention to hunger and enough because I know this is richer food. So I'm going to eat slower and give my body time to like notice when it's got plenty of fuel on board. But when you think about it that way, then you're like, I love how I process that. I would consider that an on-plan day. I'm going to give myself credit because I did what's called the spirit of the law. The plan is there to help you make the best and most compassionate decisions for yourself. It is there to meet your needs. It is there to get you to think about all the versions of you and what all the versions of you need. And if you're there and you thought about it and you gave yourself some options and you choose the one that feels good, I don't mean just like easy and whimsy, but it's like, I really did think about it. This is like, I hope for the rest of my life, I'm thinking through things like this, that I'm taking the time to figure out what's best for me. That's the habit we really want to be forming. It's not so much about, are you planning every day? It's like, are you getting in the habit of thinking about what is in your best interest? More than just what is it that you want just right now? And then if you notice that you have excuses, again, we take those ask coaches. Anything that you're struggling with unwinding, this is why you have ask coaches. This is what we want you doing in the Facebook groups. We want you taking your problems there, saying like, I'm noticing this stuff. I really want to solve this for me. And I will bet you there are thousands of women in our group who've either solved it or have wise fucking advice. I go in there often and I'm getting ready to leave a pearl. And there's like, I don't know, 12 or 13 of you who've already offered such good advice that I can see the person going, that's so helpful to think about it that way. Ooh, I want to try that. I think that's amazing. And that's what we ultimately want. I want all of you to be like, when I walk into the Facebook group, I have walked into my people. I have walked into my kumbaya room where we are all got each other's back. We have great solutions. We are talking about things. We are figuring the shit out. That's what we do around here. So we're going to step one, stay calm and not fuckity. Step two, we're going to take a moment to pause and decide with the assess. What can we do in this moment? Is there, can we stop if we're in the middle of an eat? Step three, we're just going to pivot. We can make a new plan if we need to. There's no rule against readjusting and hitting that reset button. Step four, we're going to take our next best action, whatever that may be. And then step five, we're going to ask, is this a reason or excuse? The very last thing is we want to just make sure that we check in with ourselves and that we're saying something nice to ourselves. I really need y'all to get into the habit of talking better to yourself. Your brain is going to want to be hard on you. It's just going to want to be hard on you. But if you ultimately want to be someone who's not hard on themselves, you have to be really good at hearing it and then stopping it. And even if it doesn't feel real, you got to tell yourself better things until your brain knows how to do that. Okay. If you want help, remember you go to Ask Coaches. I would love for all of you to go over to the Facebook group. If you got anything out of today, please share in the Facebook group what you learned, because I want everyone listening to these replays and building enthusiasm. This should be the month that we all have a great attitude about planning, because we've given you an amazing resource to make it easier. We're spending the entire month talking about it. I want everyone in here to be like, you know what? That planning thing, not nearly as bad as I've been making it out to be. All right. Y'all have a good week. I will see you on Sunday. Bye, y'all.